Welcome to Horns 32. When horns are okay, horns are okay.
You got me?
32. Can I start over?
No, I think you nailed
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah.
It's not going to get better landing. Than that.
Yeah. My name is Todd Taylor. With me is...
Ethan Shapiro's. Happy to be here.
So Tim Mavis is not with us. He never is. Jerk.
Occasionally pops in.
He does his whole thing.
True.
That's true. So he's not here today. He's not cycling
couldn't
around.
Make it today.
Your guess is as good as ours. That was Bibione? Question mark. I mean, it is Bibione, and it's off the Quattro Formaggi, something, LPEP. I just know it because of the pizza.
Sure.
Four cheese pizza.
Yeah.
They're Czech, from the Czech Republic, from Prague.
But none of those things you just said sound, you know.
Czech.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And we were listening intently to that song, and we don't know if it's English or not.
Pretty sure that was in English.
It was
called. I think they were saying spin it round during that chorus.
Maybe you're good.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, so that was Spin It featuring Peter Verba. VRBA. Peter Verba.
I bet that V sound is just Ruba.
Ruba?
I don't know.
Nothing. You got me. We're terrible at other languages, really struggling with English. So what else we got here, Ethan? You got the next block.
I do. Looks like I've got a real grab bag of stuff here. I don't think there was any theme to this one, so guess whatever I had sitting around at this point.
Horns. Yeah. Horns are included.
Yeah, let's get into it. First song is going to be Slacks, Love Is.
Is it a dot, dot, dot?
No, Slacks is the band. Love Is the song.
Oh,
no dots, just Love Is.
Love Is.
Yeah.
All right, take that to the bank.
Nothing.
Oh yeah, we're back.
We're back. So we revisited Oingo Boingo here to
love it, love it, love it, love it.
Forbidden Zone. So that was off of their first 10-inch, which they self-released. And if you want to buy one, it's $8,500 on Discogs right now.
We think that's speculative, but none of them have been sold. So, yeah, you know? I mean,
none have ever sold on Discogs before. But
take a bite.
Yeah, and I guess if you recognize that, it was also the theme song to the animated show for Dilbert.
Which I just found from research, but I'd never seen it.
Yeah, I had no idea until I saw this note on your piece of paper here. Yeah. And we just listened to it, and sure enough.
Is that it? That's it. Also, it looked more violent than the cartoon, the comic strip. You know?
Yeah, my memory of that comic strip is pretty tame for sure. And yeah. That looked real hectic.
Yeah,
like adventures in space and stuff happening in there. I don't know what's
a lot of fire. There's some people trying to brain each other with keyboards. You know, yeah.
Granted, I did not follow that comic strip very closely.
I don't think you have to.
Yeah,
I don't think you have to. Maybe
all that was happening, and I just never noticed.
Work sucks. Don't fuck with somebody's
one
stapler.
Thing we all know.
Printers jam a lot, right? Bureaucracy.
All right, what else was on here? Produced by the band themselves, intended solely for radio stations and A&R representatives, which I guess that's why it's so hard to find. Hand spray painted.
Yeah, all sleeves. Like, totally different designs with their logo on there. Nice.
Yeah, go check it out on Discogs. It shows you a whole bunch of the variations of what they did. Pretty cool. All right, before that was The Elements, Kill Yourself, off of Elementary, their LP. 1981, UK, Rosemary Robb did writing and arrangement for Skeletal Family, which I'm guessing is where I got to this band from.
Gotcha. And we played some Skeletal Flame. We have. Skeletal Flame.
You're out here compare and contrast with Judas Priest's Suicide Solution. Tell me about that.
Don't know.
Oh, okay.
Wrote that a while ago.
I guess we haven't compared and contrast. We'll get back to you on that.
I don't know.
I'm not a big Judas Priest guy, so
I just know that was the song that Judas Priest got sued over because two unfortunate kids in Reno killed themselves.
Oh, okay.
And they
blamed it on that.
They blamed it on metal.
Yeah, what else could it have been?
Exactly. Not upbringing, not the carceral state, nothing else. Just the song.
I recently bought my first Judas Priest album, the very first one, because it looked kind of cool. It's called like Rock-a-Rolla. And I was like,
Does it have the mechanical eagle thing screeching?
No, okay, no. Right. I can't even tell you what the picture is on the cover right now. But I was hoping for like some cool glam gems because this is like late 70s or maybe even mid 70s. I don't know. There were a couple decent songs on there, but now I'm selling it.
All right, good.
It's out of here. I don't need it in my life. Didn't sell me on the band. All right. Before that was The Dregs, Schoolgirls in Bondage off the Dregs EP, another UK punk band, 1979. Don't really know much about them. I think that's all they did. It's the one single.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
I believe so. It's all I know of them anyway.
Yeah. All I know, it's being cast by the shadow by the Slacks. You know?
Yes, which let's get to the Slacks. Love Is by the Slacks off the Have a Bath 7-inch. Another one release. Fucking brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking.
Feel good song of the podcast.
Yeah. It feels like the introduction to like Mork and Mindy or something, or, you know, Heart to Heart or something.
Yeah. If we bring back like a multicam, you know, 80s show.
Yeah.
We should definitely use that as a theme.
Totally. Go for the Slacks.
It'll be about a sexually androgynous kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, ambidextrous.
Sexually ambidextrous kind of guy.
Right. We're not doing a David Bowie. We're doing a right hand, left hand guy. So
indeed. Yeah. So, I mean, we got the premise all set up for the show already. Let's pitch it.
We just want our 10%.
If anyone out there works for CBS, ABC, NBC,
the Netflixes, you know, the Hulus, you know.
Yeah. Let us know. We got an idea for you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Starring, will you be the sexually ambidextrous kind of guy?
No.
All right. I'll be the guy.
I'm back of house. All right. So, Tim, here we got, he's got a feeling frivolous. All right.
He's got a feeling frivolous
anymore.
Block coming up. First song is going to be Jonathan Adams and Others in parentheses. With a song called Eddie.
Okay. That's all I can do right now. I can't even say blocks for fuck's sake. All right, here we go. Jonathan Adams.
Jonathan and others.
And others. Not Douglas Adams.
No, no. Not our Hitchhiker's guide man.
No. Okay, here we go.
From the day he was born, he was troubled. He was the thorn in his mother's side. She tried in vain, but he never caused her nothing but shame. He left home the day she died. From the day she was gone, all he wanted was rock and roll porn. On the motorbike, shooting up junk. He was a low-down, cheap little punk, taking everyone for a ride. I did.
Everybody shoved him. I very nearly loved him. I said, hey, listen to me. Stay sane inside insanity. But he locked the door and threw away the key.
But he must have been drawn into something, making him warn. Note which reads,
what's it say? What's it say? I'm out of my head. Oh, hurry, or I may be dead. They must carry out their evil deeds.
Yeah! Everybody said he did like he said he knew he was another kid. But when he threatened your life with a Swiss ray knife,
what a guy!
Wouldn't I did?
What a god.
Makes you cry.
Hey, hey. Und I did.
the dish. Then it's chocolate vanilla strawberry ice cream or whatever flavor you wish. Are you ready for a super fun banana-tastic kit? Triple scoop banana split. Super fun banana-tastic kit. Triple scoop banana split. Three scoops right down the middle. One, two, three. Now the whipped cream goes right on top of each. Chocolate syrup snacks, put it all over the place. I bet you can't wait to put it all over your face. Are you ready for a super fun banana tastic kit? Triple scoop banana split. Super fun banana tastic kit. Triple scoop banana split. Some people say they're nuts enough, but I don't wanna buy my super fun banana.
Tim, thanks for putting me in a better mood. Pretty good. So that last song was the Beastie Boys and Striper. They did it. It was kind of like, you know, how they did the Run DMC and Aerosmith.
Yeah, the combination the world had been waiting for.
Exactly. I'm lying. At the Billy and the Boingers, You Stink But I Heart You. Okay, so that was a flexi included on the Billy and the Boingers bootleg book in the 80s,
which we all have.
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. Seriously. Oh yeah. And the on the front of it's Bill the Cat holding his tongue out and playing his tongue, and he has like red, white. He has like an American flag spandex on.
Okay, expand on Bill the Cat now for me.
Bill the Cat just goes ack a lot, and he's just kind of like, I want to picture him smoking cigarettes all the time, but I don't think...
Sounds like a cool cat.
Yeah, it's much more cool. Garfield can go suck it.
Yeah, Heathcliff too.
Yeah, Heathcliff, terrible. You know, nothing. So, there was a contest, And then the two winners of the contest got one side of the... No, flexies are one side, so it'd be two songs on the same side of the flexi. So that's it. And the first place winner was... winger. I'm a boinger. So there you go. Oh, and then... But that song was also recorded by... Oh, this is by Mucky Pup. And they still play the song out live to close out their shows, but the Mucky Pup album version doesn't have the tuba bleats on it.
Got it.
All right. Okay. There you go. Too much to know. That was a lot. But still, I really liked Bloom County as a kid. Berkeley Breathed was the comic artist guy. That was his guy's name. Before that was Sunday Girl. Super fun. Fanatastic, not fantastic, fanatastic, hit triple scoop banana split.
I had no idea we'd have another contender for most feel good song.
I know.
This podcast. With the Slacks. I thought I had it with Slacks.
You had
it. I'm not sure.
Slam dunk.
Yeah.
Now you got two to think about. Recorded in Pennsylvania and released by a Japanese label in 2007. Discogs is not helpful. The only thing I can say about the instrument used in the song that I think it is something like a clarinet. And not a flute.
Which, what the hell are we doing here?
Is yeah, this Tim.
When woodwinds are okay, or
I think I
is this when horns are okay, even though we include saxophone.
I think
and that's a woodwind.
I think Tim asked, and I said yes, and we'll let it slide.
That's fair. Yeah, and give him one.
Yeah,
I mean one.
Okay,
maybe two. I don't know. As many as you want, if you ask.
There's some coming up that the actual bands disavow that there's a horn in there, but it sounds like a fucking horn.
That's all that matters to me.
Tune in in another year.
If I get the sound of a horn, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I don't care if a horn made it.
Uh-uh. No, we've already talked about that. It could be a synthesizer.
It could be just mouth sounds. You could be burp, 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 and I'd be happy.
I mean, there was just like four tuna bleats. God damn it.
I prefer a tuna bleat.
Yeah. With some vegan cheese on top. All right. So before that was the Fusilli's Pizza Sure Is Good off the Pizza Sure Is Good 7-inch. The entire lyrical content is the title itself from 2003. Before that was the Sanitizers Inoculation, Kiss Me, I Am Vaccinated. One of four pandemic theme songs from 2001. Eric Baconstrip helped write the track and drummed. He was also in Martin Savage and the Jiggers. That was the surfy one we listened to.
What's your favorite Martin Savage and the Jiggers song?
Have none. This is Tim's notes. He loves that the lyrics are even less complicated than DRI's Reaganomics. And starting it all off with Jonathan Adams. And I didn't know who Jonathan Adams was, but it's from
We put it together pretty quick once it came on there.
Right. Yeah. right when it started. It was like, oh, yeah.
It's now from, I understand the and others part.
Right. The cast of Rocky Horror Picture Show. So that was Absolute Treasures of Rocky Horror Picture Show, 40th anniversary remastered. So Tim says, I'm sure most punks know Rocky Horror, as they should. It really stands up. I'm not even a big musical. I'm really not a musical guy. I watched too many musicals as a kid with my grandfather. Do not show me Pirates of Penzance ever again. At least one thing about this movie I did not know until just now. Its Wikipedia page says that the tank and dummy used for Rocky's birth originally appeared in the Hammer film, The Revenge of Frankenstein.
You going to go back and watch that now?
No.
Okay.
I do like those Hammer films, though, because the blood looks really cool. Mm. You know, it's really saturated and stuff. So, it's my turn, and this is a band called Fucked Up. It's called...
Is this going to be your feel-good song of the episode?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't think I have any feel-good things. Maybe that Russian one at the
Fucked Up's not known for their feel-good tunes?
No. Oh, okay. No. Yeah. So, this is None of Your Business, Man, from the Dose Your Dreams LP on Merge, 2018. Here we go. Thank you.
now you're not a gifted, but you're really kind. You've got lots of charm, someone made up my mind. I threw away my glasses, I decided to stay. For love is blind, let's keep it that way.
I think we should announce what we just played, Ethan. Let's not leap right into the PSA.
Fair enough.
All right, here we go.
Just wanted to get to the action.
So that last song was Blitz Kid, Starlight Decay from the Five Cellars Below album. Bluefield, Virginia-based horror punk band formed in 1997 by TB Monstrosity and Argyle Goolsby.
Those are...
pretty good stuff.
The choices.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say they really like the Misfits, but there's a horn. Before that was Destroy All Monsters, Bored. That's from the Bored back with You're Gonna Die 7-inch, 1979. It was written by Ron Ashton of the Stooges and Niagara. Niagara's the singer, and Ron's on guitar on that. So
no cool horror punk names for them, huh?
No, they're just Destroy All Monsters. Before that was The X, The Sky Is Blue Again off the Disturbing Domestic Peace LP. I mean, they were fucking awesome. I mean, they are.
So good.
The X, yeah. Formed in 1979, Dutch band. This is their first LP, 1980.
How many Dutch anarcho bands are there? Does it begin and end at The X?
It has to be another one. But the thing that's surprising to me is how much they have an English accent when they're singing on that. And for anybody that realized, oh man, you've already played an X song in Horns One.
I'm sure the people are just yelling at their phones right now, like, oh,
yes,
I've already heard the X.
But that was the Dogface Hermits featuring X.
Oh,
yeah, this is just X. The X, not X. The ones I have personal troubles with, their lead singer. The Australian X. This is the THE, different word, EX.
Got it. Thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome. Okay. And then starting it all off was Fucked Up, None of Your Business Man from Dose Your Dreams LP. All right. PSA time.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Just jump right to it, man.
We're going to listen to the God Save the Queen Symphony off of the Great Rock and Roll Swindle.
Perfect. Perfect. Cue it up.
If I can get it to play.
Get it to play. Play now.
Here it comes.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Anyone has the potential to be a Razorcake contributor. If you don't see or hear what you'd like covered, lend us a helping hand. If you're knowledgeable about DIY punk, open to the editing of your work, can meet deadlines and follow instructions, we'll consider your contribution. Drop us a line at razorcake.org/contact.
Contact!
Oh, yeah. If you've enjoyed this podcast and you want to support what we do, please order a subscription to Razorcake Magazine at razorcake.org/subscribe. Get 112 pages of DIY straight to your door every 2 months. Interviews, articles, comics, and reviews of bands that you definitely aren't going to find at the checkout lane or even those fake indie websites. Razorcake.org/subscribe. This podcast is supported by the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, the Los Angeles County Department of Arts and Culture. Any findings, opinions, or conclusions contained herein are not necessarily those of our grantor.
Why do you think symphonic music made you go like wrestling heel with it?
I don't know.
What was it about it?
No, I was thinking in a world.
Movie.
Yeah.
Trailer voice.
No, I wasn't trying to do the Jimmy Hart or anything like that. I wasn't trying to do the heel thing either. Okay. Sorry.
I mean, they have a similar vibe.
They do.
Them,
they do.
Movie
they
trailer.
Do. I was trying to do epic swelling.
Okay.
You know, like, yeah, epic swelling. There we go. Right.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Going for epic swelling. All right. So last song is, there's a lot of dots above a lot of letters, but Zudwa. And I can't do Cyrillic, but it changed.
Why not?
Zumepa? I don't know, but it translates into Chimera. It's Russian, released in 1997, and that's all I could find about it. So that's it. That's how we're going to end this out. Zudwa.
Well, we've done it again.
Horns 32. You're welcome.
Turning horn songs into gold, like fucking terrible alchemists.
And it's just robbing me of speech and any sort of elocution whatsoever.
Yeah, because we put our all into it.
We do. We give it everything. We're just like puddles at the end of this. All right. So Horns 33, it's coming back in a month. So you're welcome. Yep. And thanks for being here, Ethan.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Yeah. I know we had some bangers here, though. I thought we had some real bangers on this one.
We're still unearthing.
Yeah.
Only the finest is yet to come.
Yeah.
Step aside, X-Ray Specs and Saints. There's so much more out there.
All right. Till next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.